Let's talk with Ellen Krieger, who is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. She's on the other end of our line. Ellen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Ellen covers travel issues a lot, and you're the first person I thought of, Ellen, when I saw that Spirit Airlines was hiking some costs for luggage. And on top of this bad news for them, which I'm sure PR-wise is keeping them on their toes, they're also dealing with an issue with a former Vietnam veteran who is terminally ill and dying, wants to either trade in his ticket for cash or transfer it over to his daughter, and he's not being allowed to do that. So two PR nightmares going on for Spirit Airlines.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that Spirit never believes that any publicity is bad, and they'd rather have bad publicity than no publicity. They just don't care about negative publicity out there like other airlines do, and so that frees them up to do all kinds of things that other airlines wouldn't even try.
When talking about this issue with this Vietnam veteran, they are holding steadfast and saying if they did it for him, they'd have to do it for many other customers. Do you believe that they will finally relent and help this guy, or do you think they're just going to put their feet in cement?
I have a feeling that they're going to stick to their guns. I mean, I think the issue here was that, you know, he has a I think he's terminally ill, and he wanted to trade in his ticket to either to give it to someone else or get his money back. And they just do not allow that. And I think what the head of Spirit Airlines was quoted as saying is that the guy should have bought travel insurance, and since he didn't, too bad.
Carrie, most of us listening, when I'm getting ready to travel, will I think about things like that? Will that bother me, or will I continue just to buy my tickets?
You know, I think there's a couple things, and we've even talked about this before about Spirit Airlines, is that they put themselves as a low-cost carrier, which means their base ticket fares are very low. But if you're considering flying them, I mean, they have good planes, good pilots, good flight attendants. That's not the issue. But their customer service leaves a lot to be desired, and their basic, to me, their basic business model, which I wrote about today in the paper, is that they take advantage of the naive, the new traveler, the confused person, or and I would say a lot of the elderly who don't have access to the internet. And so their basic idea is very low base fares, and then they add on all kinds of other fares, like this controversial one about they're going to charge somebody $100 for checking their carry-on to put it on the overhead if the person waits until the boarding gate.
All right, Ellen, when we look at Spirit Airlines, they're Metro Detroit's third largest carrier behind Delta and Southwest. Among some of their other increased fees are $50 for a carry-on check at the counter or kiosk, up from $40, $35 for a carry-on paid while booking, up from $30, $40 for a carry-on paid for during online check-in, up from $35, and $8 to $10 more for oversized luggage check-in at the airport. But the big one that's got people talking is the jump of $100 for passengers who wait to pay for bags at the gate.
Right, and I think that this is what I'm talking about, because let's look at another airline. Their carry-ons are free. So if you never fly and you book Spirit and you check in and you go to the gate and then you didn't realize that it costs money to put your carry-on in an overhead apartment, then you're going to have to check it at the gate. And that's where this $100 fee comes into play. It's not they're charging everyone for $100 for the overhead. The best thing to do if you're flying Spirit is look at the price of the ticket. Then also look at all the other things and book them right away when you're booking online. So you want to pay for your carry-on or pay for your checked luggage. Buy insurance. Usually flight insurance is a very low price, maybe $10 or something. But with Spirit, I would always get it, because if something goes wrong, they will not help you. And so if you have the insurance, then you will be able to get a refund or whatever you need. And so I guess I would urge that. The main thing is, see, their pricing structure is set up so that it's the cheapest for people who pay when they book their ticket, and then it's going up from there.
Ellen, I used to fly a lot in business before I got back into radio, and the two things that I used to always do is try to do everything online and to stay away from counters, and I also avoided luggage. I just carried on everything that I could. Is that still a good way to travel?
You know, on most for most quick trips around the United States on most airlines, that's a good idea. On Spirit, though, it costs more to do a carry-on than it does to check your luggage. They want people to check their luggage. So I would look at that as well. I wanted to say one other thing, Tony. I don't know if your listeners had heard this spring that the United States government made a new rule that all airline ticket prices have to be transparent. If they're advertised, they must include fees and sort of taxes. So this made Spirit upset, because that's not their way they had been advertising. So I think some of these new charges, baggage fees, do not have to be included in the price that they must advertise up front. And so this type of thing, I might look for more of these hidden fees in Spirit and maybe even some other airlines as they try to make more money.
All right, Ellen, before I let you go, what's the hot destination for spring and summer? Where's the best value?
You always ask me that. the hot destination actually this year has been Hawaii. It's way up from where it was back in the doldrums. People have the money to get there, I think, more than anything. So Hawaii might be a great choice for the summer when a lot of people don't go to Hawaii. If you want to go, I would look at that. That's good. As far as deals, I have a big story running Sunday about traveling to the Amazon, which is a destination most people don't think of, but it's actually really affordable and it's awesome.
All right, Ellen Krieger is the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press. So go to page 12A of today's Detroit Free Press, and you'll find her complete story about Spirit Fee. It's titled Spirit Fee Shows Contempt for Inexperienced Travelers. Ellen, as always, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks, Tony.